Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
A boom?
A boom, Zigzag.
Hello, Rufus. Hello, Slotions.
Slotions.
How are our people this wonderful evening? What is the date today, Rufus? I have no idea.
It is 7/15/2014.
Yeah, in the house. 2015 in the house. Oh, wait, 2014 in the house. Whoops, sorry.
That's right. It's only going to happen once in our lifetime.
2015 on the deck.
Yes, on the deck. In the bullpen.
As they with say. 2015 or 2014 will only happen once ever, right?
That's in this universe, yes.
Right. Right. Way to confuse the listeners already, Rufus. Wait to go. Well, listeners, call us in. Let us know what's going on with you. 646-478-0616. Me and Rufus are going to get down to business, whatever that may be. Rufus, what business do we have? Do we have anything on the table for today?
Dude, I'm feeling pretty rough.
Uh-oh. Hangover?
Yeah. Here's what happened. Saturday, we're selling our house in a different town, which is like an hour and a half away. We've been renting it out with furnished. So Saturday, we got a bid that we accepted. So Saturday, we went to move all the furniture out, and it was just a fucking hellacious nightmare. And I'd already dedicated myself to not drinking Saturday night.
Uh-oh, sounds like a problem. Sounds like someone has a problem. They promised themselves not to drink.
So
I've done it a million times. Never works.
But I didn't drink. I didn't drink.
Wow, that must have sucked.
I was so fucking tired. I think that's what helped. I was so tired that I just, like, collapsed, right?
You just passed out from not drinking?
Right. So then Sunday, I actually, like, felt good for the first time in 10 years. So I didn't drink Sunday night either.
Interesting.
But then last night, I was like, well, I'll have a beer or two, which turned into about 20.
Right, yep.
And so I woke up this morning feeling like somebody had shoved black cat firecrackers in my eyeballs, and I felt like that all fucking day. And so now I'm trying to drink those fireworks out of my fucking mind, and I'm just exhausted, and my head hurts.
Well, the only way to get rid of that is to pound six beers. That's, you know, clinically that's proven that that's the only thing that will really work.
It has been found. Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta balance the blood levels, right?
Which did not make up the hair of the dog. I'll tell you what, Rufus, I've been with you a million times. You do this, you wake up one day and go, this fucking shit's got to quit. I'm fucking done. I can't live like this shit anymore. You know, something's got to fucking give when you find yourself at the bar at fucking noon.
I wake up at the bar and they're like, are you still here?
Noon or 10 a.m., you know, whatever comes first.
That's right. Or whenever you come to first.
And then you go a couple fucking days and you're feeling good and shit, and you're like, might as well just fucking tow back in. I'm fine. And then you do like you over fucking do it, you get pounded, and you're like, Jesus, you feel even worse. Then you start the whole cycle all over again. Now you'll be, let me put it this way, if I started drinking heavy today, I would quit sometime in October.
Right, exactly. And that's true, dude. I swear to God, those 2 days, I don't know what your cells do, but it looked like I'd lost 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all feeling fucking good and doing shit.
Body bloat.
Yeah, exactly. It's the gases stay in or something. Because I was looking good and feeling good. And then today after, you know, 20 beers. Yeah.
You're too handsome of a devil when you're feeling and looking good. Why don't you just got to even the playing field by staying drunk and bloated? It works for the rest of us.
It's a threat to my marriage when I'm sober.
It is. I mean, chicks are looking anyways. Imagine when you're sober.
Oh, yeah. They're just walking around sopping wet.
Right. They're just, like, fucking watching you flex as you walk about fucking town in your thong.
Yes.
Your mankini.
Mankini. Did you just make that up? Mankini.
I think I did. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm sure someone did. There's been a lot of that going around lately, Rufus. I think of a great idea, and then I'd search on it, and I'm like, wow, someone already fucking thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few that haven't been thought of out there, though, that we've got that we're going to capitalize on as soon as we get the book straight. But let's see. How is it going now? Hyper Sloth Global Wait a minute. Hypersloth Global is the parent company of Global Corp Industries,
right.
Parent company of 420 Products USA and Hypersloth.me
right.
Smokin' Hits Records, correct?
It's easy, yes.
Yeah, there's no corporate veil here.
No, not at all.
None. Absolutely fucking none.
And all of our political contributions go to Ron Paul.
Yes. And who's that guy that wanted to like outlaw the Corvair? That always ran for president. Who was that guy?
Nader.
I think. What was his name?
Nader.
Yes, Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. God, I can't believe I remember that.
The Fordham Ralph Nader Fund.
Man, I'm working on a single brain cell, and I pulled off Ralph Nader.
You did. That was impressive.
Wow. If you remember Ralph Nader, give us a call 646-478-0616.
If Ralph Nader's touched you. In any way, though, not just your private parts. If Ralph Nader touched you in any way, like he got your family's car outlawed, so they had to go and fucking buy a VW Bug, which is probably just as dangerous as a Corvair, give us a call, 646-478-0616.
Dude, a VW Bug is like a lawnmower set
it
to
is.
Explode mode.
Remember, I had that VW van.
No. When I met you, you had that Ford Aerostar or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Windstar.
Because you're like, a Windstar, because you're like, nobody's going to pull a family man over.
And guess what?
And I saw one the other day, and I was like, Zigzag had that fucking van.
They never pulled it over. Not once. Not good.
You should have got a little child mannequin in a baby seat just to
round it out.
Insurance, yeah.
I should have. You're right. And a dog, like a silhouette of a dog. Staring out the window.
That's right.
I don't know if I ever told you this, when I had my VW van living in Austin, Texas, the year 1994, maybe? I'm not sure. Rubus, really not.
It'll...
Somewhere around the 90-somethings, probably earlier than 94, 93. I was driving my VW van home. I just got in a big fight with my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk. I was high.
Mm-hmm.
Some mushrooms for some dude. I didn't even fucking take mushrooms myself. I bought some fucking mushrooms for some guy, like an idiot. I was driving my van home down Mopac.
Yes. Mark
Springs Drive from B Caves. Is that Mopac? I don't know. Is that might not be Mopac.
No, I think that
Mopac
makes sense.
North.
I think that
yeah.
works.
But, so I'm driving down the fucking Mopac or whatever that windy B Caves Road. It's B Caves Road.
There you go.
Road.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I'm getting on to Mopac to go up to Barton Springs. So it's super windy and twisty up there in B Caves. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking am being followed by a cop, right? And I'm drunk as a fucking skunk.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I've just been fighting with my girlfriend. You know, I'm all fucking. I'm not even mad. I'm not mad, luckily. Because, you know what? Who cares at that point? So I'm driving home with my dog, Pitsky. Pitsky was in the car.
Pitsky.
And I'm riding my brake down the hill, down B Caves, for like a fucking mile. Just riding my brakes because I know that I have a brake light out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, man. And I just was thinking to myself, you got to change that brake light, you know, for like 2 weeks before that. Got to change that brake light.
2 weeks.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
I went and bought a case of beer, and I forgot to get a brake light.
I'm almost 40, and I still do that.
And so... I get on the fucking highway, and I'm driving towards Barton Springs, and sure enough, whoop, fucking lights me up. Cop lights me up. And I'm like, fuck, oh, fuck. Remember, I got these mushrooms underneath the fucking passenger seat.
Uh-oh.
Not even under a piece of seat, just underneath a piece of carpet on the floorboard. So, a floor mat, just under a floor mat.
How secure.
So, this guy fucking pulls me over, and I'm like, oh, you know, basically I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking jail. You know, I'm drunk. I'm fucking going to jail, whatever. I can see my name in the fucking paper or whatever. You know what I mean? Mushrooms, blah, blah, blah.
In the paper? You'd be on Fox 7 News.
Right. That's what I mean. Seriously. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I just had resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to jail. So the cop comes up, rolled down my window, Pitsky starts going berserk.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, fuck. Are you kidding me? I mean, I knew he would, kind of.
Uh-huh.
I was like, shit. So the cop asked me to get out of the car, you know, because Pip's going crazy. So Pip's still just barking at the window. I'm like, he's just a pup. I mean, Pip was only, like, probably 6 months old at this time.
Oh,
he's
Chuck.
Strong as fuck. He was, like, in the best shape of his life.
He's
I mean, you know, he's
muscle.
A strong dog, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the cops asked me this or that, and he's like, yeah, you know you had a taillight out, right? because he's asking me, do you know why I pulled your hair? I said, yeah, that's why I was riding my brakes. I just told him the fucking truth. I decided to fucking put, I was like, yeah, that's why I was riding my brakes. And he's like, and he's looking in the car. Nip's going nuts, dude.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you smell like you've been drinking. I said, yeah, I had some beers tonight. I mean, I was just letting it out there. Fuck it.
Why not? If you're expecting the worst, at least be honest. You got that working for you.
I'm not going to, you know, insult his intelligence. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? You know when someone's drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. And he's like, looking at my license. He goes, so you live on Barton Springs? And I said, yep. He goes, you going to go right home? Right. He's going to let me fucking go. Because the pit's barking in the fucking back, and he doesn't want to deal with him.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And he's like, you going to go right home? I said, I swear to God, I'll go right home. He's like, get that taillight fixed? Yep, yep. So he gave me a ticket for the taillight.
Uh-huh.
Put me in my car. He said, I'm going to come by your house in 10 minutes, right? Because I was only like a couple minutes from my house.
Right.
And I'm like, he's like, I want to see your car there. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going home. So I go home. I get home, whatever, take Pip upstairs, we're sitting around, I'm looking out the fucking window, sure enough, that fucking cop drives by, right?
Good man, good man.
And then he drove by like four more fucking times.
He knew that you were looking.
He knew probably that he was thinking I was going to try to go back out.
That's right.
For that fucking theater, I'm like, I'm not fucking going anywhere.
So how many weeks or months later was it that you actually replaced the taillight?
Yeah, it's probably, well, no, I had to replace it within a week. You know why? Back then, you had to take your car to B Caves to the police station and show them that you replaced whatever, and then you would have to pay a $25 fine, and that was it. It wouldn't go on your driving record.
Interesting.
So I just fixed it, and I think it was Wednesday night. I had to go up there. There's like 40 fucking people there, you know, and cops like doing inspections in Texas. Inspections are a big deal in Texas.
Yeah.
Indiana, when I lived in Indiana, you don't have inspections.
Well, they're even a bigger deal now.
Colorado, they do.
Because of all the EPA bullshit. I mean,
well, that's why they did it before, I thought.
Like when we lived in Colorado, inspection was like $25. If you get your car inspected in Austin, it's like $75 or $80 because they do all this extra bullshit that makes them feel good.
Right. You got to replace your windshield wiper fluid is 1 ounce low.
Right.
That'll be $40 if we just do it right here, or you can go do it somewhere else and come back and wait again.
Yeah. And it
like sending my wife to get an oil change, it always costs like $150. It's like $19.95 for an oil change. And then she's like, well, then they had to add the fluid. And then, you know, there was a new air cleaner. Right. The air cleaner is like $59. The fucking auto parts store is like $7.
I'm lucky my wife's a cheapskate, dude. She'll walk out of a place with extra money. She'll be like, no, I didn't ask for that to be fucking done. Take it out, give me some money.
My wife is, like, confrontational with me, but no one else in the world.
My wife is the other way. Well, no, my wife is confrontational with everyone, but...
Lucky you.
It works out in the long run.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if my wife is confrontational with everyone else but wasn't with me. That would be great. I could handle that. She could be the assertive one. Instead, we have two non-assertive people in our marriage.
Nothing like a non-assertive, passive-aggressive marriage.
Too lazy to be passive-aggressive.
Too lazy to be passive-aggressive. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm fat, you're stupid.
I'm fat, you're stupid.
It's all good.
That's a perfect balance.
It is, it's a perfect balance. It's like Fruity Pebbles or something.
Yeah.
The perfect blend.
So
lately we haven't been keeping any candy in our house. And I found myself at midnight the last couple nights snacking on fucking old Tricks that have been up in the cupboard for like a fucking year and a half.
Trick cereal?
Yeah, so like, go grab a thing of Tricks.
Wow.
A handful of Tricks. Like,
how are old Tricks?
Well, when you're fucking high, dude, pretty goddamn good. Not a doubt about it. Let me put it this way. I've been back for more. I never stopped at one handful.
Wow. That's an awesome trick.
That's tricky. So you had a question for me, Rufus? I didn't mean to interrupt you with my Tricks talk.
No, it's cool. You asked me to remind you about something about Penn Station subs.
Yes, yes.
It's a rant. Should I play the music?
No, it's not. You know what? We'll get to the rant.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you this before I forget it. Got a friend that's in a band, all right? He probably is going to call in next Tuesday at 8:30. The name of the band is Stencil Forest.
Cool.
They had, his name's Jim Casella, a good friend of mine, but I told him we'd have him on the show.
Fuck
and
yeah.
He just came out with a new album. They've been together since, like, the 70s.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The late 70s, early 80s.
Awesome.
And they just, you know, they've always kind of been together, but, you know, done their own things. He's in a couple other bands as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they just came out with a new album. His brother, I guess, this is kind of the story I got. I didn't get it from Jim. I got it from someone else. His brother went to Colorado and, like, had some kind of musical bliss and decided to write a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Or his old band, or the band he was still in, but they just hadn't been doing much.
Right.
So their reincarnation had a couple gigs lately, and, you know, I thought maybe it'd be interesting to have Jim on. He's a cool guy. He's funny. He's a stoner.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. I love talking to that guy.
So I just wanted to remind you before I forgot. Now, if it ever happens, I hope it does. If not, like I said, he's a stoner. He might just
he might call in Wednesday.
He might call in crying.
Crying.
He might call in completely drunk like Semen Boy.
Oh, Semen Boy.
Semen Boy was probably sniffing glue. Maybe it was that guy that used to sniff glue. Do you think that guy's still alive, the guy that was sniffing glue in when you were in Honduras? Or Nicaragua, I'm
sorry. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Well, he was a young, strapping lad. I mean, he might have a couple of years left on him.
You think? Years?
Well, I think if he's dead, it's because of some sort of attack or very violent rape. Because he did show me...
I remember you said he would show up, like, hurt and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, but he'd be in a good mood about it. He'd, like, lift his shirt and show you this huge gash with stitches and be like,
more kerosene, please.
That's right. Oh, man,
that'd be
so fucking
Well, it's like, you know what's weird is what I was telling you, remember we were talking a couple shows ago about the nose being the closest that your brain is to outside of your body.
Yeah.
Your nose. So imagine huffing shit.
Oh, God.
Just going back and forth between your mouth and your fucking nasal passage and just cutting off everything to your fucking brain. You don't even have your liver is not there to fucking filter it out.
That's probably good for your liver.
It probably is. So your brain just fucking dies. Then your body stays alive with like a small fucking blackhead on top.
Can you vaporize alcohol? You can get drunk without fucking up your liver.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah, people are doing it now. It's driving fucking people, but you can still smell it on your – but you're right. And the problem is people are vaporizing it super fucking fast, right? I mean, you're going to overdo it, no doubt about it.
Right. That's what I want to.
Right. Why else would you drink?
Exactly. My wife can have, like, four beers. Like, beer 30 starts at 5.
Right.
I'll go to bed at midnight. She'll have had four beers.
Right.
I'll have four beers in 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'll tell you what, the time between 5 and 6 is critical fucking which way is the night going to go time.
That is absolutely true. Whatever happens between 5 and 6.
You
got to
make it or break it, right?
That'll make it or break it, and your perception of what's making it or breaking it is very skewed after 6 p.m.
So 4 beers are very fucking important in that first half hour between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
6 beers, maybe even more important.
This is true.
Then it's like you're 10 o'clock and you're fucking shit-faced. You're like, might as well just keep going.
Well, then you got to drink to wake up.
Right. Well, yeah. You drink, you get that last little fucking... Then you end up staying up until 2:30 drinking.
Oh, fuck no, I can't do that anymore.
How many times have you ever been drunk in one day?
It's been a while, but probably max is just 2.
Too drunk. I think I've been drunk 3 times in one day before.
Jesus Christ. In a 24-hour period or like an actual, like, 9-to-5 day?
Yeah, like probably about a 22-hour period probably.
I mean, I used to – God damn. I was thinking about this. This makes me want to fucking vomit. But, yeah, I used to stay up, and I would just shotgun fucking beers, and not even Bud Lights, but like full-on Buds, and smoke a pack of cigarettes. And I'd look at the clock, and it'd be 2 in the morning, and I had to work at 8. And I'd be like, oh, geez, I got plenty of fucking power sleep. And I would sleep and then get to work at 8. And I should have been dead, I should have just given up on life. I felt so fucking bad and been like, this is not existing. And just,
bullshit.
Oh, my God.
That's
so horrible.
Your mental headspace was all you were doing.
Oh, it was. I mean, I'm talking about
your job is to fucking exist at that point, not to fucking survive or not to thrive. You're just like, whatever, fucking getting paid, and I'm spending my money on stupid shit. Big fucking deal. I'm 20.
How old?
Well, the funny part was... Well,
you were what? And how old were you?
Well, my boss, which the boss was like a good friend of mine and a teetotaler worker. And so he'd like, every morning he'd come like into my area of the office to talk and hang out. I'm sitting there trying to keep my composure when I'm just vomiting and pass out and fall on the floor. And I'm reeking fucking cigarettes and stuff. Oh, horrible time.
You there?
Yeah, you here?
I'm here, but I can't see you anymore. You were breaking up during the best part of your story, I think.
Oh, jeez. My boss at that it was a tea holder. He still has never had a fucking drop of alcohol.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah, it's all right. But he would always every come over and try to keep my composure and just be almost melting all over myself. It was horrible.
Where were you working then?
I was working for an insurance company. Luckily, I had to go to the post office to get the mail. So I'd go to the post office like early. Be like, oh, I better get there early because a bunch of guys waiting in line. I get there early and just crawl in the back of the Ford Explorer that the company owns, fucking fall asleep like pointing at.
I love it. I love it. Remember when I napped at the Delaware?
No.
Yeah, remember? No, you were there. We were working together. We were both hung over and probably drinking. I made like a little underneath the fucking countertop there. You don't remember?
You're George.
There was a perfect spot there to fucking lay down.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, use some bread for a pillow action.
Well, a bag of bread was your pillow?
Yeah.
Oh,
I fucking fell asleep. Honest to God, I did. I fell asleep.
I'm sure you did, and you probably dreamed about bread.
I used to sleep all the time down there when what's-her-face was working. Deanna.
Well, I'm surprised she could stay awake.
She couldn't. You couldn't sleep when she was there, dude. You had to, like, pull up. You had to run the whole fucking store. That was about fucking Penn Station.
She was about the size of a loaf of bread.
Rant. Time to rant.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Yes! Let me tell you, I went to Penn... They just opened a new Penn Station. I think that's the name of it. Penn Station Subs.
What is that?
It's like a chain. I mean, there's quite a few of them, I guess. You see them around. They make cheesesteaks, though, of course.
Okay, I thought I was making a joke when I said, are the subs bad? Because I thought that you were in, like, Penn Station Subway. You get into the subway at Penn Station.
What would I be doing there?
I thought you were traveling or something.
World traveler than I am.
And I'm like, haha, the subs are bad?
But, yes, the sub, you know what? The sub wasn't bad. I'm going to give it this. This was the strangest experience ever. Okay, they had fucking 9 employees running this fucking place. And how many people? We run 3 at the fucking most, right, at Delaware?
Yeah, 3 on a good day.
We have fucking line 30 people deep. They had this fucking line was like 2 people deep. 9 people were and couldn't fucking get anything right. Nothing was fucking right in there. It took like 15 minutes.
Really?
This place is so fucking weird, dude. You give your order at the window. This is kind of, I guess, probably what Delaware ended up being like. You tell them at the window what you want, or at the cash register.
Right.
They take your money right away. They just want their hands on your money.
Oh, yes.
Then they take your name, and I said, Dom, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And Don was what she fucking put down. So I get down to the register, and they're like, are you Don? And the lady behind me, her name was Dawn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So they're like, Don. And I'm like, ugh. So I pay. First of all, for a sub and a small fry, which a small fry consisted of about 13 small fries. I'm not shitting you. It was like it was in a 2-ounce Dixie cup. It was.
Something you rinse your teeth out if you're brushing your teeth.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. But maybe, 2 ounces. It was a 2-ounce cup. 3 ounces at the most, but I'm getting.
Maybe you'd swallow and sprint at the middle.
So I got the cheesesteak. I cheese got it. Mushrooms, onions, they don't have hot or sweet peppers. They just have banana peppers. I don't mind banana peppers. It's like a hot and sweet peppers, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter about peppers anyways. I put them on my sandwich. So a 6-inch fucking sub, a 2-ounce fry, and a medium drink cost $10.19.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my.
The fucking balls on these fucking people.
And they're a chain, huh?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to look them up. Penn Station subs. The internet's kind of slow here. We got a big-ass storm brewing outside.
Yeah, you can see that we were kind of breaking up there a minute ago. Big-ass Texas-sized storm.
There we go. Penn Station East Coast subs. Not just any subs.
Yeah.
East Coast. I see the Dixie Cup. They got a picture of the Dixie Cup fries.
I think they got three sizes of Dixie Cups, though, don't they?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This doesn't look much better than Subway or Quiznos.
It's not, dude. It's not. Look at they have no choice of fucking food. There's no choices on that menu. And they use fucking hard salami, Rufus. Hard salami, not Genoa. Fucking salami on their Italian sub. Hard salami on their Italian sub.
You
just go out of business now. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm looking at the Philadelphia cheesesteak. It looks like it's about 3 feet high. It's packed so full of succulent meat.
Right. I could have picked my teeth with that fucking sandwich.
Could have picked your teeth with the cheesesteak.
I came home and put it through the mail slot. Oh, my God, Rufus. Let me tell you what happened to me Friday night.
That's what he said, by the way. I came home and put it through the mail slot.
Yeah, that's code word upstairs, too. You know it.
That's right. Okay.
So it's Friday night. I'm working late at the 420 Products USA warehouse. And I'm pretty fucking high, not going to lie. I was sitting out back burning some brush and stuff that I'd cut down from the back of the building to make some more room. And it was late. It was like almost midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of a storm brewing. It was kind of nice out there. Not going to lie. It was actually pretty nice.
Sounds like a Halloween story.
And so I take 5-1 hits, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk down to 7-Eleven, like almost right across the street from this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to walk to the 7-Eleven and get something to eat. So I walk to the 7-Eleven. I get a little poor boy sub like they have there. They actually use Genoa salami. I mean, Jesus Christ. So bag of chips, a candy bar, and a thing of water and a Sprite. And I put them up on the counter, and the lady, it's like 12 o'clock midnight, and this old lady goes, looks like someone's having dinner. She actually said that.
Okay.
I am. I said, how embarrassing. She goes, oh, no, I've seen much worse. That's good because I've eaten much worse.
That's right. At Penn Station Subs.
So I get that shit. I walk back to the warehouse. I plug my phone in, put my keys down, and lock up the front door,
mm-hmm.
having the fire in the back. So before I eat this sub or whatever, I'm going to go check on this fire, right? It's in a burning barrel. I want to make sure it's not catching anything on fire.
Yeah.
So I go back there. I open up the door, and it's like 2 football fields away, at least a football field and a half away through the warehouse to get to the spot.
Jesus.
I get there. I open the door. I look outside, and like a little thing of fire had just like fallen out of the barrel, and was like, and it wasn't making a big fire at all. No, the grass was kind of wet, but I go out there to like pick it up though.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? The fucking door closes behind me.
Oh shit!
So, right when I heard it click, I knew. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking locked out. I'm locked out. The fuck place. Don't have my keys. Don't have my cell phone. Didn't even know my brother's fucking phone number by heart. I have to go to 7-Eleven. Luckily, I've got a couple $1 bills in my pocket.
Yeah.
From when I went to 7-Eleven before. So I get to 7-Eleven. I have to ask the lady for change. She's like, weren't you just here? And I'm buying a fucking Snicker bar because I'm fucking starving to death. So,
wait, starving to death? Did you just eat?
No. I put all that stuff in. I'm going to check the fire, and we're going to come back and eat so I can be nice and relaxed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm back there. You know what? When I was walking to the 7-Eleven, I'm like, I'm not going to be fucking pissed off. If I get pissed off, it's going to be super hard to fucking get anything done. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just like, this is fucking stupid, but I'm just going to fucking make the best of it and,
right.
You know, try to do something.
Excellent. Good attitude.
So So I got to call my wife from the payphone at 7-Eleven. I call her up.
And of course your phone is okay.
Yes. So she, I didn't even know if they'd have a payphone at 7-Eleven.
Did you know how to use a payphone?
50 cents now.
Oh, my God. That's criminal.
You know what? I think I sprained my index finger pushing the numbers on the phone because they were those kind that actually stick out. They didn't even sense I was there. It was so rude.
It didn't. What kind of apps did it have?
Yeah, exactly. It had this one where it smelled like smoke and fucking stale booze.
Wow, that app where there's a condom on the floor of the phone booth?
Yes. No, it had this app where no one ever answered it because they don't know where the fucking call is coming from now.
That's
so, of course, my wife doesn't answer. But, of course, I didn't expect her to.
Right. Why would she?
She's not going to fucking answer this. So I get her voicemail, and I'm, like, eating this Snickers bar, and I'm like, "Her stuck in 7-Eleven, blah, blah, blah," you know what I mean? And so
you sound like a stalker.
Well, no, she knew who it was, and she knew how probably stupid it was that I was stuck at 7-Eleven, but she understood. But I didn't talk to her yet. So,
yeah, probably.
So I'm getting ready to call her back, and the phone starts ringing, right? She listens to the message. I guess she's calling back.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess you're supposed to put more money in, but I just picked it up, and I could hear them on the other end, but they couldn't hear me, right?
Okay.
So I can hear my wife going, "Dad locked himself out at the warehouse. He's at the 7-Eleven to my six-year-old daughter, right? We got to get up. It's fucking 12:45 in the morning. We have to get up and go down and
bring him
to see." So they do that. Well, I still can't get in the warehouse because my wife doesn't have a key to the warehouse. She just had a key to my car.
Uh-huh.
Then I got to call my brother at like 1:15 in the morning.
Holy shit.
Well, I wasn't waiting until the next day, damn it. I knew he wasn't doing anything. So I wake him up and, like, I'm coming over to get a key to the warehouse. So finally he gave me a key, and I got back in, and I stayed there until like 3:45 in the morning. But I was never pissed off. I was never, throughout the whole ordeal, I was not pissed off, and it kind of went pretty fucking smoothly.
Wow, that's good. The whole not getting pissed off is very important.
Well, that's kind of like your 5 and 6 o'clock breaking point, dude. When you decide to get pissed off, things are just going to go in a fucking really bad way.
That's true. You give yourself...
bring it right to you.
That's right. I mean, yeah, once you give into that, it's like the force, you know? If you get into the anger, then it's all over.
Right, it is the force.
It's
you're
the
just bringing... You're bringing other angry, negative things at you, and I don't want to sound all fucking metaphysical or whatever, but I hate to say I fucking believe that. Well, that show that you suggested I watch pretty much proved that when they could, like, sense the yogurt had feelings, basically,
yeah.
Or, like, electrical charge.
That's right.
I mean, that fucking kind of blew my mind. What was the name of that show, in case anybody out there is listening? They need to check that out. It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's Something Me.
Huh?
Something Me.
Huh? What was that?
There's a lot of good documentaries on Netflix.
I'm going to have to Google show where yogurt is alive. It'll probably be like some B movie, The Yogurt Wars. Attack of the Yogurt People.
Hey, did you get the link that I sent you today of the news story about the guy who's got a syndrome where his gut has so much yeast in it that if he eats bread and pasta, it instantly turns it into fucking beer?
You know what? I did not get to read that because it was on my phone, and I was trying to look at it, but I couldn't get it because we're going to get internet at the 420 building either tomorrow or Thursday.
Ooh, exciting.
So it should be awesome, dude. We can do some live shit from
product
building, some remotes. I can have that guy over, actually. We can do a lot of shit there. This is
really?
Straight up studio. Fuck yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm dead serious, Rufus. Till we move somewhere bigger and better. But I'm sorry. No. So does he get drunk right away?
Yeah. He basically, if he eats anything that can ferment, his gut ferments it. So he can't have bread, can't have pasta, can't have fruit. And apparently it hit him in high school. Yeah. So it hit him in high school, and he's like, "I used to be an athletic guy, but then starting in high school, I was just always fucking tired, and I couldn't focus on anything."
He's drunk all the time?
He's drunk all the fucking time. And he can't hold down a fucking job. His girlfriend supports him. And it's called gut fermentation syndrome.
Now, does he drink on top of that, or is he like that much of a weenie, or is he like happy just being drunk off eating food?
The dude does not look happy at all, man. Picture of this guy. He just looks
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Fucking depressed and fed up. I mean, I'm like a good buzz.
Yeah, imagine he got fucking hung over every day.
He must be.
Wouldn't he be?
I mean, all the time.
Imagine the withdrawals that guy probably fucking has.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I don't even know if he has withdrawals, because I think he's constant. Everything he eats.
Well, that's true. I guess if he just eats. Oh, my God, he's pickled.
That's right. He's pickled.
What's the address there, Ruth?
Hang on. I'll send it to you. It's called Auto Brewery Syndrome. Auto Brewery. Your body is a fucking brewery.
So if he puked it up and someone drank it, would they get drunk?
We should bottle it. This should be a
myself. This might be the guy you want on a desert island with you.
He looks like Vladimir Putin, by the way, which is an added bonus.
He's got a weird red thing on his head?
No, not Gorbachev.
Oh, whoops.
Jesus.
They're all the same.
I just sent you a picture. Look, they got him next to a girl at a bar, and she's holding up a beer smiling, and he's looking like, oh, fuck you.
I can't. I'm not getting these. Where you sent them to? On the Skype?
Yeah, the Skype.
I must have the wrong fucking Skype messenger open.
Ugh, poor guy. British, man.
Where do you find that thing again? You told me one time.
There's a, like, down where you get all the controls for the mute and shit. Over to the left is a little talk bubble.
Oh, mine's got, instant message. There you go. It's not doing anything, Ruth.
Oh, wait. I may have sent it to the group. Hang on. I don't know how this shit fucking works.
I don't either. I can't even... Now I don't even know where that shit is. There it goes. There it goes. Matt Hogg. Wow. That's a fortunate name, too.
No kidding, but that's a good name for a beer. Hogg.
Hogsdale.
Hypersaw Hogg.
Hogg's piss. It could be, right? Now, would his pee have alcohol in it, I wonder? Or just his liver just must be fucking destroyed.
It must be.
You couldn't live like this. Not long.
Well, he doesn't...
Life expectancy for someone with this disease.
I don't know. It's pretty rare, apparently. There's a video I've been talking about it, but I didn't watch that. Man's stomach turns food into alcohol. Ugh.
Let's see. Matthew Hogg. He's only 34? Jesus, you're right. He looks fucking horrible.
He just looks so fucking unhappy.
He does.
God damn. I just want to eat.
Let's see.
The last quote is, people think we're just making this condition up.
So you can stay drunk all the time?
The next time I have a job interview, I'm just going to go in drunk and just explain, look, I had lunch.
Wow.
I had a sandwich and pasta and a...
I know I smell like beer, but weirdest fucking thing. Come to find out, every time I eat, I have to get drunk.
Yeah, I just found that out yesterday.
It explains a lot. You know all those times I was coming in with beer on my breath?
It was just from a turkey sandwich on wheat.
Right, I can't eat gluten anymore. Gluten is evil.
I'm gluten intolerant.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and he's like telling me that he was gluten intolerant or whatever. I'm like, no, you know, I mean, I'm sure he probably is somewhat, and I think he just wanted to be.
I think people hear that shit and are like, oh, that's what's wrong with me.
Right, exactly.
And
they
have a title to identify with.
Fired. No one.
That's why I'm so tired.
No one do anything. Oh, you're not lazy. You're sick. You should get a check from the government.
That's right.
Shouldn't they? I mean, honestly.
Absolutely. Hey, anybody who's sick and lazy should get a check from the government.
Does this guy get a check from the government for being drunk all the time? Probably.
I don't know. Well, he's in Britain, so I think everybody gets a check from the government.
Oh, awesome. All that oil they have.
Yeah.
Really all the money they save on toothpaste.
Well, that's true. They don't have a domestic toothpaste factory.
Domestic?
And they don't import it.
It was so weird, man, that a great toothbrush tax of 1806 took effect. No one could ever afford a toothbrush ever again.
It was an international tariff on toothpaste.
The problem, it was Sir Toothbrush of Crestham.
I think that
outlawed, made the price of a toothbrush so high that no one could afford it, and he eventually died in like some tower built of toothbrushes.
Okay, I thought it was built of teeth.
Oh my god, they're broke. You can't build anything with a rotten tooth.
No, you can fertilize the gold.
Us, baby.
Jesus.
Fertilizing the fungal. What do you think a fucking pile of rotten teeth smells like?
They're probably not good. I can't imagine.
I wouldn't think so. I guess it depends on their condition if they still had, like, roots and shit attached.
Yeah, I guess what they ate.
In my version, they do.
You ever had a rotten tooth?
What's your
most serious?
I have two of them right now.
Really?
Rotten, but one that should be looked at for sure.
What's the most serious, like, fucking bullshit you've had to go through?
That, none, that cavity, I guess.
Yeah, me too, man. I've had nothing crazy. My wife has had a few teeth.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my holy shit, last night, dude, my grandpa used to pull his own teeth.
Yeah, I think you told me that before.
Yeah, my grandma
sounds like
that.
Just fucking let her rip, huh?
He would, as he said, quote, "I'd give it a twist and a break," end quote, and it would come right out.
Well, I mean, way back when, they didn't have fucking people to pull your fucking teeth for you.
No, this is like the late 80s.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, he never forgot that they didn't have people one time to pull your teeth for you.
Yeah, can you imagine getting your tooth pulled like 1800?
Really, what it is, what people were doing until like the mid-1900s. Right now, Cliff, if you go to have a teeth pulled, I'm guaranteed they'd break out a fucking pair of pliers and wrench on it.
They did. I went with my wife to have one of her teeth pulled.
Did they put her under?
Nope.
What?
Oh.
Ow. Why not?
Picked her up. I don't know. This is a few years ago.
Well, I was talking to my wife because my daughter just went to the dentist. And I was saying that I needed to go or whatever, but I'm like, I'm too fucking scared. You know, I'm scared of the dentist. We had the meanest dentist when I was a kid, like before our second dentist. It like traumatized us all as far as dentists go.
Dr. Mantua?
I'm not saying sexually. I'm saying just like, fucking, you know, treat like a fucking adult where they're just like ripping your fucking mouth open and shit like that.
That sounds pretty sexual, actually.
Yeah, I'm traumatized, that's for sure. But, even though my wife says it's not even like it ever was back in the 19, even the early 2000s, like it's so much fucking different now. They don't give you shots. They put shit on your gum line that just numbs your whole fucking side of your mouth or whatever.
It's psychological, though.
It's not physical.
It's not physical. They can numb that shit all you want, but you're going to create the fucking pain.
Yeah.
Especially when you hear the sound of a tooth cracking, you know, you'll fucking make that shit up. You'll fill in the blanks. The gaps will be filled in by your fucking brain, and it's going to be the worst experience ever. Not that I'm saying you shouldn't do it.
Oh, I'm not going.
Okay.
Just that day my mouth swells up like this, I'll go to the fucking dentist.
He just punched it into submission.
Well, I just had a friend that happened to. See, this is what's making me think about going. He got super fucking sick. He had an abscess tooth and didn't do anything about it.
Ugh.
And it got all fucked up, and the doctor said, man, if you didn't come in another day or two, this could have killed you.
Really?
Yeah. An abscess tooth will fucking kill you because it spreads easily to your brain. The infection does.
God damn, what causes that?
Isn't that scary? So I'm going to the fuck. I got Well, they have what they call conscious sedation dentists now.
Conscious sedation.
So basically you just go to the dentist, and to get you in there, like, we're going to fucking half gas you, and
fuck
you're
yeah.
not even going to know what the fuck's going on. And I'm like, that's where I'm going. Told my wife that one. She's like, yeah, you can go there. I'm like, that's the place I'm fucking going to. No, you know.
I go once a week. I go 32 times. Let's do one tooth per week.
Yeah, no shit. Well, the whole deal is they know that that's why people don't go to the dentist, because they're fucking scared.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fucking expensive, and no insurance covers it. And even if you do have dental insurance, it doesn't fucking cover anything. Cleaning. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, insurance is a joke.
It is a fucking joke. It's a disgusting joke. Let's not rant on insurance. Let's pull a positive direction out of that, what could have been a fucking ugly tale, into anger. Think of that.
That's pretty inspiring, dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
May have changed my whole world.
I'm feeling inspired. A lot of Bud Buddies on the way. And you've seen that we got some action coming. People sending in pictures of their Bud Buddies.
I put them up.
What do you think of that, Rufus? That's got to feel pretty good, huh?
That is all. Who are those people, by the way?
Just people that are fans of the Bud Buddy. That's all.
Cool. Well, check it out.
They're really other people. They're not me. I can guarantee you that. They're other people.
They're not me. Well, I knew it wasn't you.
Dude, the people that have tried them so far are fucking loving this fucking shit.
Well, of course they are.
I know. It's hard to believe, though, sometimes when you're in the thick of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's caught up in the whirlwind.
Well, yeah. You're like, this is make or break shit. And we're going about – Joel's going with me to the Canvas Cup. We're going to hand out fucking Bud Buddies there up in Clio, Michigan.
God damn. I wish I could be there. What the fuck?
Well, why don't we go to Colorado? We need to make that Colorado trip for
you
sure.
You do. It's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, for you. I already fucking dropped $1,000 on it that I'll never see again.
You dropped $1,000 on it? What?
Yeah, that's how much I paid. I paid to go up the last time when it all fucking fell apart and I didn't want to go alone.
Well, why'd you pay and now you can't get it back?
Well, because like anybody, I bought the fucking cheapest shit I could because I was convinced I would be able to go. And when you don't, it goes, bye-bye.
Well, goddamn it, I didn't know you'd actually
what I'm really mad about is
paid.
What I'm really mad about is the hotel room, because I'm a good fucking honors member with Hilton, and they didn't reimburse me for my fucking hotel room.
That's insane, man. I didn't know you had actually paid for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, goddamn, I feel bad now.
Yeah, you should. You should feel very bad. Jump.
I do, man. I
don't
know that.
Like, you know what, honestly? That ended up not being good timing for me either, because my daughter was graduating from kindergarten as well, and I would have missed it. So I'm glad I didn't go. That would not have been cool.
Right.
That's just stuff that I don't know about until like 4 days ahead of time. You know what I mean? I can plan a fucking trip to Colorado to smoke weed and do market research. But don't tell me about some fucking... I can hear 500 times that her kindergarten thing was on this date, and I didn't hear it once. Every time my wife said it, I didn't hear it, and she probably said it 50 times. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, I won't forget. And then, like, 4 days, so I planned that trip right on the fucking day.
I didn't know you'd actually paid for it, though. I thought it was just saved in your Orbitz account.
Yeah, you got to buy it right then, dude. They scare you. Now they have this thing where they're like, oh, these rooms are going fast. Like, even if you're looking, you're like, I better bite the bullet now.
Oh, no.
What great marketing. I mean, think of it. They've done every fucking study there is on how to sucker people into fucking spending money.
Yes, this is true, and that's why you can't trust them.
Wait a minute. I wasn't scared. You know why, Rufus? Because I bought the insurance. Right?
Yeah, sure.
I bought the cancellation insurance.
Sure.
So, which says they should be sued, because the bold copy says something like cancellation insurance in case, something comes up, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say anything about fucking death in the family or doctor's notes or whatever. I mean, what if your car broke down on the way to the fucking airport? You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, if you don't read the fine print, because I'm like, okay, no big deal. I just won't go. So I go to fucking check in to get my money back.
Yeah.
And it's like, fucking no way. Not unless you have a doctor's note and shit. And this is the sad part. I could have got a doctor's note because that's right after my dad had his leg surgery.
Oh, man.
I just never fucking did. So maybe I still could, but I seriously doubt it. So, yeah. So don't feel bad. Just feel kind of bad. Just a little bad.
Feel a little bad, yeah.
A little bad.
Every day.
A little bad can be good.
That's true.
So what's shaking down there? Tell me what's going on in the big hill country.
same old shit. I mean, we're selling our house. Looks like we've actually got a buyer. And then after that, we don't know. We're looking for a new place to buy.
So what do you do with all your shit? I mean, you have two houses worth of shit?
Yes and no. Well, I mean, we have the shit in this house we're living in. Last weekend, we went and moved all the shit out of the other house and put it in a storage locker.
Right.
So the house is empty. We accepted a bid on it. Looks like it's going to work out.
But now you have enough for two houses.
Yes and no. We donated a lot of it.
Did you?
Yeah. And we had donated some even before we left to Nicaragua. So we have a minimal amount. But we're looking for where to go now. I mean, we're renting this house, obviously, as a temporary residence, but we're looking to buy. And I'm looking to buy fucking cheap. And there's some really good deals in this little town about an hour away in north central Texas.
Where's that?
It's called Copper's Cove.
Right? I know where that is. I played golf there before.
And there's some great, you know, like three-bedroom, two-bath with a huge fucking fence-in backyard for like $60,000.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How old?
The spectrum, you know, built in the 60s, and there's some built in the fucking 90s.
Right.
But, you know,
what's the problem there?
Nothing. We're going to go there this weekend to check out the properties.
Why is property so cheap there? Why they don't have jobs around there, or people don't want to live there?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a small town, so it's ripe for the picking for a guy who works online.
Right. Makes total sense. Sure does.
So our goal is to get a house for $60,000 and pay it off in a year and a half and be fucking debt-free in terms of mortgage. So
do your thing in your own time.
That's
How
right.
How big a spot are you thinking about?
Do what?
How big a spot? Like acreage or just like a house on a little half acre lot or something?
We were looking at acreage too, but I don't know. We've been looking at a lot, like, you know, homes that exist with some acreage, just buying land and maybe putting something on it. Now,
Don't do that.
I'm thinking now, just buy a fucking house.
A house with some acreage would be nice, but building a house. I mean, I'm going to try to build my next house, but have you seen these things called the iHouse?
No.
No, you know what? Check this out, dude. Are you up online?
Yeah.
Check out Rocio Romero House.
How do you spell that?
R-O-C-I-O. Her name will come up right when you do it.
Yep, I see that.
Now go to the LB series. Tell me these aren't the coolest fucking houses ever.
Huh.
Which part you're on, but...
I'm just going to the homepage.
LB series.
Storming like crazy outside.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Dude, these are prefab, so you order them, and you just have to come and put them together. And, I mean, there's like, you get a really nice one fucking decked out for about $140,000, but you just have to pay
really?
To put them together. Yeah. And you can build them on top of... It's just the most awesome thing ever. That's my fucking there, Rubens, right now.
That is.
I mean, you got to have a certain taste to enjoy the Rocio Romero house, I think, but I think it's fucking tight.
It's pretty fucking.
You guys don't have any warnings or anything going, do you?
Do what?
Any warnings? Here we go. Here's where I'm looking at it right here. Watches, warnings, tornadoes, and whatnot?
Oh, no. What? Not that I know of. Not that I've seen yet.
Dude, when I lived in Austin in 1990, remember that big F5 tornado came through there? It wasn't 1990. It was probably like 1996 or something. That F5 came through just north of Austin and fucking just tore up everything.
It tore up Gerald, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that.
I was actually, believe it or not, this is a crazy story. I was on an airplane flying into Austin while that happened.
Really?
Honest to God, true story. We circled for probably 10 minutes and then came in to the airport right after it happened. We must have been low on fuel or something. And there was barely any electricity at the airport and shit. And they were just like, yeah, you know, there was just some F5 tornadoes. We had no idea on the airplane until we got on the ground, like, outside of the place. It was crazy.
Was the weather freaky, like, while you were on the plane?
You know, you're pretty much above it. So we didn't really notice anything.
Wow.
It was really fucking humid when we got off the airplane. But that, you know, that's kind of typical.
Insane.
So I don't know why they would fly you into a fucking place where an F5 tornado just happened, but they do. The two-story one, if you ever find any of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the PDF.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy, crazy, dude. Yeah, they're like boxes, and they just...
The guy that is not fucking cool. Get laid out some solar panels. Dude.
Yeah.
Get up with some solar panels. Some anchorage. Copter in on the fucking slop copter. I'm serious. You think I'm joking. I'm not a fucking dick.
I never think you're joking.
Name your chopper. That's your fucking deal.
Do what?
That's your deal. But yeah, you're going to be flying into my Rocio Romero LV two-story house on a perch on some fucking mountaintop.
Sweet. In Colorado.
And I'll be riding my John Deere in front of it, just like that guy. So, what kind of house would you build, Rufus?
I don't know. I'm not picky. As long as it's got room and it's not a piece of shit. And it's got at least one soundproof room.
Well, yeah. that's what's cool about that Rocio Romero. You can build it on a basement, like a walkout basement, just have a total fucking studio set up downstairs.
Wow.
So you can come visit me in that someday. Gladly have you.
That's weird how it looks like you can build them, like, anywhere on anything. It's not, like, there's one here on rocks. It's like,
right. Yeah,
you can even level the ground. They just fucking, like.
Yeah, they just kind of shore it up. Like,
huh. That's wild.
I like it. It's, you know what? It reminds me of, like, 50s architecture.
It does. It looks like someplace Sinatra would hang out, you know?
It does. That's what's so cool about it. I just saw that his house sold for, like, $2.2 million in Palm Springs. That's fucking, I would think, like, a Frank Lloyd Wright house owned by Frank Sinatra, you'd think that'd go for, like, $20 million.
You'd think it'd be a historical landmark.
Right. I mean, kind of. I mean, I don't know. I think I would have paid a lot more for that, and it's fucking a sharp-looking house, dude. It's awesome.
I certainly would have sold it for a lot more than that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Someone obviously needed the money pretty badly. Probably
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy, yeah. That's who I was thinking.
These boots are going to walk all over you. Was that her song?
These boots walked right out with your paycheck and self-respect.
That's right. I spent my inheritance on these boots.
And warm in one video.
The only video.
Exactly. What's Levi doing for the summer?
Swimming. He's in trouble.
Swimming a lot?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a pool out back?
The neighbor's got a pool, but he's... It's yellow. The water's yellow, but it's clean.
Right, right. I know what you're saying. Rusty-looking water.
Remember, it's a city.
Hey, we'll tell the listeners they can call us into the VIP. We're going to do a VIP section of the show tonight.
Yep, yeah, follow us in.
You can't call in, but you can listen to us on the podcast, which is how many, most of you listen anyways. So follow us into the VIP, see what goes on after hours. After we get certain, you know how it is, but check you in the VIP. Why don't you spin something, Roof?
I will do. Let's spin beers food because I'm having some beers.
All right. And I'm not having any food. My food.
Hey, for that one guy up there.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through is a whole bunch of coming high.
Jacket. Got my hef thing going on right now.
I'm wearing slippers.
Yeah.
On my feet.
Wow, that's a pretty fancy pipe you got there.
Yes, cool. It is. It's quite curly.
It is curly. Where in the world did you get that Sherlock Holmes mustache all of a sudden?
Sherlock Holmes himself.
Oh, my God. I'd
love to ride his mustache.
It's attached to your pipe. I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah. My pipe has a mustache. That's how awesome my pipe is.
It's like everything has a fucking hipster mustache now. Not even fucking pipes are safe or straws for Slurpees.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit.
My daughter loves that shit. That's the sad part. I've got like, there was a mustache on the front of our microwave for a while.
Well, your daughter's six. That's okay. But that tells you how stupid hipsters are.
Yes, it does.
Who are adults.
Like, people that are hipsters that don't think they're hipsters then act like they hate hipsters makes me fucking crazy.
Yeah. It was cool to be a hipster.
I don't consider myself a hipster, but...
That's why you are a hipster.
See, that's not true. What are you doing? Stop! Now I can pigeonhole as a hipster.
Pigeonholed.
Is that what they call that?
I think so. Hipsterhold.
Hipsterhold. Oh, no, that's a whole nother thing.
That's true.
Probably involves some kind of wild root from the African rainforest and some kind of shoehorn.
No, that's whenever a girl shaves her pubes into a mustache. It's her hipsterhole.
We've been doing that for years.
That's right.
Not when I was young. No one ever did.
No.
God. It was like the fucking young rainforest down there.
You had to go down with a machete.
You did. No, you just didn't go down.
No. Not unless you wanted to floss.
Let me just tell you this, Rufus, and you know this. I'm a very selfish lover.
Yes, I do know that. I do.
You do know.
You've never pleased me, but you've always
never
pleased yourself.
Now I'm being honest with you, and I want to tell you I never tried to please you.
Because I'm not receptive.
You were. You were so frigid.
No, I am quite frigid and tense.
I'm hoping to think that you've got that worked out with your mom, or not with your mom, with your wife by now.
Who?
That you're just so frigid, that you have trouble communicating your feelings to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're drunk.
Things are much better now that I bought her a strap-on.
And anger is not a good emotion. drunk anger is not should not be your go-to emotion.
No, it's my default emotion.
Sorry. That's funny. You need to delete that emotion completely.
Okay.
Deletely. Absolutely deletely. So, what's anything weird happening in the news today? I don't even know what is the news right now. What is the national news? Any idea?
I don't know. None of it's good. It's all about ISIS and...
Is it? It's all about like the rest of the world falling apart. That's why I choose to tune it out.
Me too. I mean, how many times can you hear that the Middle East is killing other people in the Middle East? I mean, fucking Jesus.
I don't know. It's sad. You ever watched that? You watched House Hunters. That's how you ended up in Nicaragua, right? So, do you ever see the House Hunters where they went, like, searching for a house in like, Gaza or somewhere where they had to, like, or it was in Beirut. They were moving to Beirut.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I guess you probably have a job. Well, no, this lady they were from there was, like, House Hunters International.
Uh-huh.
No, it was in Israel, and this lady was going to get a house there just because her mom and dad were giving her and her sister, like, $480,000 to buy a house in Israel. Because they're obviously just filthy fucking rich.
Right.
So they're showing them these houses, and in them they have, like, these fucking bomb rooms that you have to go to when there's fucking bombing and shit.
Lovely.
And they're looking, like, up in skyscrapers and shit. I'm like, no fucking way. There's just no way. I'm sorry. If that was my daughter, I'd be like, I don't care about our Jewish heritage or whatever. You're not living in fucking Israel. Just get the fuck out of Israel, please.
That whole fucking area is just a hellhole.
I mean, is it just poor people that stay there? Because I have to think if you got any money, you want the fuck out of there.
I think it must be. It must be. Just poor people that have no fucking options.
So why are they fighting? You know what I mean? If that's all that's left, it's just like these corrupt generals are forcing them to fight, even though, you know.
I don't know. They're fighting over sand and dirt at this point. But it's holy sand and dirt, I guess. I don't fucking know.
I would like to think anybody would think anything holy would not cause so much fucking, like, destruction.
I tend to agree. I mean, since the whole – I thought the whole fucking message of the Bible was about creation and, like, love and shit. But, no, let's just destroy everything and fucking hate everyone.
What is the last book of the Bible or whatever, like the super dark one?
Revelation, where the skies are like raining blood and the dragons and the four horsemen are coming down.
Right. Yeah.
It is the coolest part.
If you're writing James Dio and writing an album.
That's right.
Yes. Well, that's like the whole Middle Ages. It makes a very nice, like, way to write songs. I mean, Led Zeppelin did it. You know what I mean? It's like.
That's true.
You know, what did they do? They're like almost cavemen, yet know how to like drink and kill people and wear clothes.
But in 2014, let's go ahead and structure our society around that.
Well, in 2014, let's just remember that dirt is sacred because someone took a dump on it. Why is it sacred? The sacred dumping dirt.
That's right. Jesus had to poop somewhere.
It's not Jesus, though, is it? They don't want anything to do with Jesus.
Well, I mean, they is both sides. I mean, there's the Jesus side. There's the Muhammad side. It's all the same.
Who's
fucking
the Jesus side?
Fairy tale. Well, the Israelis are the Jesus side. Right?
No, they don't believe in Jesus at all.
No, that's right. What do the fucking Jews believe in?
They just believe in Yahweh.
But what's crazy is I know that Jews don't even believe in an afterlife.
They don't?
No, they don't.
That's got to suck.
So what's the fucking point? I mean, why believe in anything?
You just ask the world's most philosophical question. What is the point?
That makes me want to kill people and blow shit up.
I know. You'd say that on the show. I'd get the FCC involved.
No, Jesus Christ. FCC, call in.
Call in, man. 646-478-06.
That's right.
Rufus is just threatening people.
The FSA or whatever. Give us a call. Hypersloth.me. Drop us a line.
You actually could be watching because we're on Skype as well.
Oh, they're capturing all this.
They are? Awesome. I'm sure Skype probably is. The NSA, that's who you got to worry about, right?
Yeah, NSA, that's it.
if you've seen, there's a show, it's under, it's PBS show about the NSA,
mm-hmm.
and like all that Oscar Snowden shit, and they just lay it out there, dude, and the fucking government is so goddamn corrupt. These guys that were working for the NSA since like the 1950s, like, got ousted and blamed for all this shit. It's total fucking, they were just scapegoats, straight up scapegoats. I heard them over it. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen that, but I've...
I mean, how, you can't suppress that. How do you think you're going to suppress that?
Why do you care? I mean, if
I
you
mean,
control...
George Bush was writing laws saying that we could just listen. He just would write his own fucking laws, and that was it.
Huh?
There were no checks and fucking balances.
There's not, anyway.
No, there's not. Ever since 9/11, there's no fucking checks and balances.
Nope.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
It is, but we're complacent, you know? I mean, like me, I'm not...
There's stuff to eat. There's fucking beer. There's weed if you want to look a little harder than beer, you know, if you want to find it.
I think the truth lies, if you listen to Alex Jones, you're fucking delusional. Listen to mainstream media, you're delusional. I think there's like a gray area where you're just like, yeah, we are getting fucked.
Well, yeah, you know what's happening, but you know there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
Because what are you going to do about it? You got to live, you got to eat, you got to pay for shit. You don't have time. If you had a bunch of free time, you could do something about it. But you're not. You don't have a bunch of free time. Your free time is spent in fucking trying to make money so you can fucking pay to consume.
Exactly. And they ensure that. Is it
right,
yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah.
But if you have free time, I'm going to watch some fucking TV or go to fucking Disney World or whatever.
You're staying half lubed up on beer and pot and not giving a fuck.
Which is actually, that's kind of interesting because I've wondered, like, if, you know, the motivation of the what the fuck ever is above everything else is to, like, keep the people dumbed down, then why wouldn't they just immediately fucking, you know, legalize weed? Now, I don't think weed makes you dumb, but...
Because weed will make people drink less.
Well, yeah, there's no weed lobby. Nobody's making money.
Well, yeah, there is. There is a huge weed lobby, but the big corporations keep the weed lobby down because they haven't figured out a way to make money off the fucking weed yet, because it's everything's going like local market, you know what I mean? The big corporations won't be necessary. So they're like, keep it illegal so we can at least get our fucking share of the money.
Well, wait till Monsanto gets their hands on weed seeds, then it's not going to be Monsanto fucking...
See, that's what they're... But they're not going to. It's advanced past what they can do. They'd have to start from scratch, you know what I mean? It's more of like a boutique industry, like your local craft brewery industry where you have to go, you know what I mean?
That's true.
It will be homogenized at one point. I mean, I did have an idea for a skit for us. We were going to go work at a place that was a dispensary, right, as on one of our animations. And we were thinking it was going to be all fucking cool and shit, but it turns out it's not. Because it's just like a fucking McDonald's job where people are coming in being like, oh, I can't wait to get high, yay, fucking whatever, you know, and we're wearing paper hats.
It's like the Penn Station subs of weed.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Because it just gets so homogenized. They're taking the coolness out of it. You know, when you see your fucking high school teacher buying a fucking bag of weed, you're just like, oh, whatever. You know, when everybody
right.
smoke weed, weed probably won't be that cool anymore.
I know, and I really fear that, you know. And I'm not a huge weed smoker, but I do like the mystique of it and how it – you do feel like you're kind of part of something unique.
Subculture.
Yeah, a subculture. Yeah, whatever. You
like,
can walk in and there's, like, marijuana.
Three large fries
like,
and pizza.
I mean, yeah.
They have to legalize it. It's ridiculous. I was thinking that we should have a thing on the show where – we have a guy, we could even just do a spoof skit, really, and have a guy who, like, one guy's drinking a bunch of beer and the other guy's smoking a bunch of weed.
Uh-huh.
But, like, time lapse what happens over, like, 12 hours and then the next morning, like, how drunk guy feels, how weed guy feels.
That would be good.
Because I get fucking the worst hangovers ever. And I get drunk as shit. I want to be the weed being hungover so much anymore.
Yeah,
I'll be hungover for like 3 days.
Jeez,
there's nothing worse
right.
than that. That's why I finally just said I've had fucking enough. And it takes me 3 fucking days to get over it. And then I go right back to it unless I'm properly lubed all the time. I was just getting fat.
Dude, I'm drinking regularly. I don't get hungover at all. I get, like, tired and listless.
I know what you're saying. I know that maintenance.
Oh, shit. You still there? Got disconnected. Might be the weather.
Hello?
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the weather's fucking shit up. But anyway, yeah, no, when I'm drinking regularly, I don't get hungover. I just get tired. And that's why, like, today, after not drinking for 2 days, I was really, it's like it reset me to, like, a non-drinker level. And I had,
that's what I'm saying. Well, you're doing the right thing. You're self-medicating. You'll be fine. Heart palpitations. Get those under control. It's nothing a six-pack won't take care of.
I like, I came up with a phrase the other day, which is, I like sobriety and moderation.
Nice. Dude, t-shirt, write that down.
I'm going to jot that down right now.
I'll go on and make a fucking t-shirt out of that. Or everything in moderation, especially sobriety.
Exactly. There you go.
Nicely done. Hey, you know what? Did you ever figure out how to fix that link to the t-shirts?
No, I didn't. I've tried a couple of times, but I don't know. It's a plug-in, right, that they make for WordPress.
I have no idea.
I don't think
it was working before, right?
Yeah, it was working great before. I don't think Spreadshirt has updated the plug-in for the latest version of WordPress because I've reinstalled it. I've done everything that I can do, and it just doesn't fucking
Is there a way we could just do a link? Just put a link there?
Yeah, we could just put a link that would go.
Might as well just put a link, yeah.
Right there. But it would. I mean, it'll send people away from the site, but.
Well, they could just go back to the site, really. One other thing, I mean, is there a way to just do the forward the 420 products page to the writetobudbuddy.me?
There is. I need to find, because you've got that registered in your Homestead account, I think.
Right.
Yeah, you gave me the login for that like a year and a half ago. I just need to find it because I have to go into your account and change the DNS servers for it.
So can I do that? I mean, is there a way for me to do that or not? Is that just something you have to do?
No, you can do it.
Well, how do you do it? I have no idea. Is it like super hard to do?
It's not. All you got to do is change the DNS servers. It's the only hard part is finding out where to do it because, you know, it's different in GoDaddy where you go to do it. It's different in Clever.dot where you go to do it. It's different in Homestead where you go to do it. But I can give you the name servers. You just have to go in and find where to put them in.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that, I think.
Okay, great.
None of that made any sense to me anyway.
Well, then send me your login again because I tried to find it in email, and I don't know if I deleted it or I'm just looking for the wrong thing.
I'll have to even just log in to see if I even remember it. Hold on a second. See if you can tell me what it is by the way I'm typing.
Huh?
I want you to tell me what my login is by the way I'm typing.
I'm not fucking Eric Johnson. I can't tell the sound of keystrokes.
I know exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You know, I mean, but you know how you do in a weird way?
Yeah, no, I've got, like, my favorite password is really fucking obscure. But I know exactly how it sounds, and I can type it without looking or even thinking. XQJ145-.
Yep. Fuck, dude. Now I got to change my password? Seriously?
No, I shouldn't have said it out loud on the show.
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry.
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Damn it. Here's the sad part. Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Yeah. Of course I can. That's pretty much all I do, and I feel bad about that. But
shut up.
So I get an email the other day that someone's trying to change the information on my Homestead account.
What?
Yeah.
What name?
So I guess they had like some online chat with some guy, and he's like trying to get my account to change it, like one web address or a domain, to transfer a domain.
Interesting.
So they,
okay.
So they reset my PIN number, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I get him on the phone. And he goes like, well, apparently some guy called in or messaged in saying this or that or whatever, you know. And I'm like, well, what was he talking about? What domain name is this guy talking about? And they're like, well, we don't know. And I said, well, don't you have a chat, like a copy of the chat?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's like, yeah, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, well, can't you just go back and look and see what it is?
Of course.
Well, he's like, no, I'm going to have to ask my manager if I can do that.
What a fucking idiot.
So I'm like, no, wait a minute. Someone's, they're like, it's going to take over the weekend.
What?
I don't know. What, someone's trying to screw me here. I said, they might get my information off you and, like, do something to my credit card. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You know, and he's just like, whatever. And he's like, he even said to me, I've never seen this happen before.
Okay.
I'm like, well, yeah. I said, I'm like freaking out. You know, and he's like, I've never seen this happen before. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's fucking a big deal. So they're going to call me back on Monday with the transcript about what's going on. Well, did they call me back, Rufus? No.
Of course
so
not.
So I get another thing saying someone's trying to change my password.
This is ridiculous, dude.
Yes, it is ridiculous. So I call them back up, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, we don't know. Someone's trying to change your password and this, that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And the guy's like, I said, well, someone was supposed to call me back, right? And with
uh-huh.
these transcripts. And he's like, well, let me check into that. They put me on hold for like fucking 15 minutes or whatever. And I waited. Then he comes back on. He's like, well, you know, I just talked to my manager or supervisor or whatever. And, you know, we've never seen this happen before, but we're pretty sure that they can't get in and do anything and all this stuff. I mean, it didn't leave me with any fucking peace of mind whatsoever.
Jesus.
You know, I'm like, well, you know, this, if you haven't seen this before, I said, maybe this is something you don't understand what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just like, duh, whatever. So come to find out, my dad had, with these people from Italy, the Oil Bill Ray people, because I owned oilbillray.com, he was telling that they could have it. Right? We would exchange it for some U.S. And they kept telling me Homestead. The guy's name is Frederico. Right? And I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this Frederico? I'm imagining some guy, like, in some underground bunker, you know, in some third world country trying to steal my identity. And it turns out it's probably some, just like, guy like you.
Some Italian.
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on with this domain name.
Wow.
Like, well, I was pissed at my dad. I said, don't fucking tell people to go and try to get my shit without telling me.
He's trying to log into your account.
So now I told my dad, I said, now we need to charge them fucking money for this fucking thing. Forget goods. That's like a $100 million company, dude.
Jeez.
And they sell the shit out of Oil Del Rey, and I have oildelrey.com. They're getting ready to, like, expand the whole fucking package into, like, 9 new fragrances under the Oil Del Rey name, you know, 9 different mixtures
that. You should bank off of that, Neil.
Yeah, I'm saying that's worth some fucking money.
I got a truck, and I just drive around huffing it all fucking day, dude. I'd love it.
When you start showing up with, like, scars and shit, and, like, showing me stab wounds about, you know.
What?
Because you're huffing that Oil Del Rey all fucking day long.
It's good.
Like that guy in Nicaragua.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's not gold paint. However, that would be a good addition.
But
if it has
to testify, you know what? I got to get over to Libremuth and get on the 420 Amplify immediately, dude. Okay, that's going in. I mean, a lot of shit coming to fruition on 420 products in the next 2 weeks with the delivery of all the Bud Buddies and shit and moving my office over to the Bud Buddy building. Fucking about to go down.
God damn, I'm stoked. We need to, we can sell it from the website.
Yeah.
Everything
now. There's a price error on the website. The super stack is $10.
Hang on, I'm going to
super stack.
Super stack, $10. Okay.
And the Bud Buddy XL, the Big Buddy, we're going to call that the Big Buddy XL, or the Big Buddy, the Big Bud Buddy. That's right. I'm sorry, Big Bud Buddy.
Big Bud Buddy. Okay.
It wasn't Big Buddy. Maybe it was just the Big Buddy.
I like Big Buddy. I like Big Buddy XL.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine. So, yeah. But don't put any price on that, because we're going to have to really get down to fucking brass tacks if we're ever going to sell that. That'd be really fucking expensive to import just because they're so fucking heavy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, put them out there. If we get enough interest, it would be worth it. But, you know, I'm saying don't put a price on it, because maybe people are interested, but they don't know what the price is. We can figure out a price.
We can just put contact for price.
Good idea.
That makes it sound kind of exclusive, actually.
Right now, that's all we'll sell. Honestly, I've done a lot of R&D on the Bud Buddy, and I think we're in a pretty good spot just with the Bud Buddy that we have right now. And I think everybody agreed, dude, I can stand on this Bud Buddy on its side.
Really? Wow.
All my fucking weight on, because my one guy was like, I'm afraid I'm going to break it, you know, because he works. He's like, it's in my pocket. I said, dude, you can't fucking break that. And so I stood on it. He was on the phone. And I was like, I just stood up and didn't break it. He's like, yeah, I just was beating the shit out of mine with a hammer, and it didn't fucking break.
That's awesome.
And I said, try it. I said, do something to it. You know what I mean? I said, I'll give you another one for free. He's like, oh, no, I was beating my shit out of it with a hammer.
Man, it would be so cool to have that conversation, like, on tape to put on the website.
That was the guy that sent the picture of the chickens. Did you get that one yet?
The chickens? No.
Yeah, I sent you another Bud Buddy picture this afternoon.
Oh, shit, I got two. I didn't see chickens.
I'm pretty sure I sent it. Maybe it didn't come through. Let me see real quick here.
Oh, no, yeah, you did send me, you forwarded me, it said, from Josh, Bud Buddy Proto, thanks for the help with the R&D. But the image didn't come through.
It didn't?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It shows me a file name, but there was not an attachment.
How would it do that?
I don't know.
Oh, here, let me send it again. That's a good one. Maybe the forward picture didn't come through. Let me look. So we're going to have to really start promoting the shit out of the Bud Buddy on this show. What do you think? Can we do that?
Yeah, I agree. We need a
Bud Buddy spot. We need a fucking spot. I'm going to work. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, Rufus, that I got some cool glasses, dude, that have they're sunglasses looking, but they have a video camera in them, and you can't even fucking tell.
Really?
I bought them for $79 on the 4th of July when I was just watching TV late at night. And they got a lot of good write-ups, dude, and they look just like sunglasses. You couldn't even fucking tell.
No shit.
I mean, you would if I told you. Now that I told you, you would probably be able to tell.
Right.
But I think we could use them for some bits. I'm going to do some video for the website of the frequently asked questions. Could we like link some of that shit together? Is that possible?
Yeah, why not?
You know what I mean? Put it on the website?
Yeah.
Like on the Bud Buddy website. So, you know, I'm going to do like what to do if they're sticking, what to do. I'm going to do all that this weekend. Now, how should I send that to you?
You can send me the raw file through like you send it or do we transfer. I mean, if it's a big file that you can't email.
I don't think it would be that big. What's the best format, I guess?
Oh, the format doesn't matter. Whatever it saves it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I guess people's speeds on their computers are just so fucking fast now that... Well, apparently this picture didn't upload to my email either, so I got to send it to myself again.
Well, either way, we'll put it up on YouTube, so
yeah.
YouTube will convert it and stream
it.
Oh,
you need to friend Bud Buddy. Did you ever get around to that?
No, I haven't been on Facebook. I'm kind of pissed at Facebook, so I haven't been on Facebook for all day.
Well, you still have to. You have to friend Bud Buddy if you don't. Are you there too? I mean, I understand because will that shit come up in your wall and people will see it?
Well, yeah, but I'm not really concerned about that. I'm just.
Oh. Well, I want you to get like in trouble with your mom and shit. But I just, if you want to look at the Bud Buddy What do you call it? If you want to look at the Bud Buddy thing, there, those pictures are on there.
On where?
On the Bud Buddy Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll sign in as Rufus. I don't really want to. Trying to get Facebook.
Nothing about fucking Facebook still, dude. Honest to God.
Don't waste your time. I'm getting so fucking irritated with it.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good way to promote your fucking product, though.
No, I think it is. Yeah, it absolutely is for, like, promotion of business. I'm just my personal Facebook page. I'm just
right. Trying. Well, I don't have a personal Facebook page. So
yeah, stay away from that shit.
People don't even know who the fuck I am. I'm just some guy named Zigzag.
Yeah, I keep it
funny
there.
Motherfucker, half of the Hypersloth. Yeah, my personal life. I don't really have much of one, to be honest with you, Rufus. Like, people that I keep in touch with that I don't care about. Are you able to find the Bud Buddy page on Facebook, or have you tried?
I just logged in. Hang on a second. I logged in as Rufus, not me.
That's fine. I would expect you to do that anyways. I would kind of think that's probably who you're doing. Now, you can friend me as Rufus. You can friend Bud Buddy as Rufus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you do that, then?
Where is...
I can see from what's going with the Bud Buddy stuff.
Did you post the link to it on the Hypersloth page?
No, I did. I did not know how to do that. How would someone find Bud Buddy if they didn't friend it?
I'd probably have to run an ad.
Well, I mean, can you just do Bud Buddy in the search?
I did, but nothing came up.
Really?
A movie came up called Bud, Not Buddy, that features a black child, which is my favorite kind of child.
Do this, then. Go to do we have any friends in common? Go to Dragos Gianu. I was just trying to think of somebody that had liked Bud Buddy so that you could see it on their page.
Dragos Gianu liked Bud Buddy?
No, he did not. But I'm just saying someone we know in common.
Oh, it's like he's an executive at my company. It's like,
I know. I see him, what happens to him sometimes, Dragos Gianu. But I just, I don't know. See, this makes no sense to me. I understand nothing about, here, wait, I can see you. It says web. Now I've opened a little thing with you. Is there any way I can show you where Bud Buddy is?
You should be able to.
How about this?
If you see Rufus is online, you should be able to send Rufus a message.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's what I'm saying. I just sent you the Bud Buddy location.
Yep, I got it.
Does that make sense?
Yep, there it is. I see the chickens.
There you go. Sad you had to tell you had to find it.
And I have liked it.
Because when I typed in Bud Buddy, Facebook, the Bud Buddy me thing came up. And I could have linked it, but I wasn't sure if I should or not. I wasn't sure what the implications were, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure myself. Look at those chickens. They're cute.
You see, you've got quite a few pictures up, the same ones you put in there, but I like what Tripper from Southwest Michigan did. I'm a big fan of what he did there. Kind of went out of his way to stage it up for us a little bit.
Yeah.
I gave him props. I gave him some props.
He deserves some props.
He did. Then Kurt, I kind of yelled at him. He's the guy that sent the one when he was having breakfast that it was empty. He's like, well, yeah, I just got done smoking the rest of it. I got a solid group of friends here, actually, that I see once a week when we play golf, and that's it. And
really?
It's not like your regular golf game. It's like a fucking pot drunk fest for 4 hours. Come home, take a six-hour nap.
Sounds like a fucking great golf game.
It really is. It's the only way to golf, let me tell you that. There's no golfing sober. I mean, you at least got to be stoned. You can't. Golfing sober is like the fucking most boring thing in the world. And frustrating. Talk about if you get angry and you want something to fall apart, it'll be your golf game, no doubt about it. No one's ever gotten angry and played better golf. That should be a shirt.
I was going to write that down, actually.
It does not work that way. All right, Roof, I'll let you go. But really, dude, as soon as I get set up in the new office over there, we need to have, like, 4 conference calls to just fucking wrap our head around what's about to go down here.
Yeah, we do. Maybe I should come out there, huh? Uh-oh, looks like you froze up. Could be a bad omen.
On the website? I mean, that's possible, obviously.
Are you embarrassed to have me around?
What? What are you talking about?
You sound a little hesitant.
When? About what?
I said, maybe I should come out there, and you're like, yeah.
No, I didn't even hear you say that. You were cutting out. I just kept talking.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
oh,
something
I
fucked up.
No, come on out. Let me get situated, then you can come out.
Okay.
Sure?
Yeah. Tell me when. I mean, if we want to take it seriously, then, you know.
No, it's definitely going to take it seriously. But, I mean, what sucks for me is, like, right now, I'm fucking ramping up for, like, my other fucking job.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've been staying up to, like, 5 o'clock in the fucking morning working, trying to do the other 420. It'd just be easier. I'll feel a lot better when I get moved over there, because trying to go back and forth between 2 fucking offices home is just driving me fucking insane, and trying to work the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely. No, you definitely. Why don't you just move up here? Well, don't buy a house yet. Let's see what happens in the first couple months of Bud Buddy.
All right.
You're not talking about buying a house, like, in the next 60 days, are you?
We don't know. Could happen, could not. I mean, we have a 2-year lease on this rental.
How many?
We have a 2-year lease on this rental. But...
Oh, you do? Well, so it's not like you're crunched for time. I thought maybe you had to be out of there in like a month or something.
No, but if we find a good deal, we'd just pay.
Well, yeah, no, I understand that. I totally understand that. All right, well, I'll call you tomorrow or the next day. I'll be better about returning emails. That's been my problem. Trying to fix this warehouse up is driving me nuts.
That's cool. I'll be better about sending emails.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, too. Awesome. That should work out nicely.
Okay, great.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude.
See ya.
Later.